This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
Protesters met inside this concert hall, guests not expecting to hear a hymn from Mike Brown, but that's exactly what they were forced to listen to.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Monday, October 6, 2014, and the Ebola situation continues, and it is suspected cases around the country right now. As the Liberian man who has been diagnosed with Ebola is fighting to survive, they say that his situation has been downgraded to intensive care. They say that his worried family members and others are now in contact with him, saying that they are being ostracized by the local Liberian community in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, struggling to cope with fear, isolation, and the stigma associated with this deadly disease. The man's name is Thomas Eric Duncan, that we've talked about for the past week, who traveled from Liberia to Dallas more than a week ago after coming in contact with an Ebola patient in the West African country in critical condition in the isolation unit of the hospital ward, and they say fighting for his life. Meanwhile, other cases have cropped up, as I said, and in Kansas City about 9:30 Saturday night, a Kansas City apartment building was sealed off after a seriously ill person was taken to a research medical center for treatment. A source close to the situation said all or part of the medical facility was then quarantined, and they said that it appears that a woman who was traveling in Africa has talked about having symptoms, and they say unknown what the patient is suffering from or if anyone else is at risk there. In the Washington, D.C. area, there were a couple of cases, and those people have been cleared of any kind of Ebola scare there, as well as a plane being evacuated in New Jersey as it landed in New Jersey. And that passenger has been cleared after the Ebola scare at the United States at the Newark airport. And
they
so,
still say you can only get it by contact through
bodily fluids.
Bodily fluids.
Yeah.
You believe that?
I'm taking their word for it, Tom, but I am being extra precautious. I just can't help it.
Yeah, I know. And that's why we got Dr. Rachel. Dr. Rachel got in touch with us on Friday. Mm-hmm. And she said the same thing. Dr. Rachel, the sexologist.
Mm-hmm.
And she has her doubts about whether it's
what the CDC is telling us.
Are they telling us the whole truth?
And is it the truth?
Do you think people are acting different when they come around, people who are from Africa? I have to admit I have.
I'm not proud of the fact that yesterday
you don't, it's something you don't know.
I went to Park coming to Virginia, and the man asked me if I wanted water. And as soon as he asked me if I wanted water, he sneezed. And I said no. I said no and drove off. And he was in a booth. I was in my car, but I drove away.
We had breakfast at Gladys's on Friday, and there was a lady who was from Nigeria. She came in,
very lovely lady,
very lovely lady. Mm-hmm. I hugged her. I didn't think anything of it.
I
hugged her and I thought something of it.
And I had a taxi driver who was of African.
And I wonder if Africans, we have a lot of African listeners. I wonder if people are treating them different.
And this cup, and the family in Dallas saying that they're being ostracized.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Okay.
Get well wishes to B.B. King. He has canceled his shows after falling ill in Chicago, being diagnosed with dehydration and exhaustion. He's 89 years old.
I should go fill in for him. They would never know.
15 before the hour. This is the TJFS.